If you would, open your Bibles with me to Romans chapter 15. I'd like to share with you verses 1 and 2. It says, "Now we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength, and not just please ourselves. Each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to his edification," to building them up. So with that being said, we have an opportunity to do good, and we have an opportunity for those that God has made strong to support the weak, to come alongside them. Next Sunday is the baby bottle return day with Jackie Skills to the women's services. So I was looking at it the other day, and I go, wow, we haven't taken any. Jackie's been taking the ones that were full and taking them out, so there only seems to be a few. So what I'd like to do is ask you as the body for us to come alongside this opportunity at this time and to remember the baby bottles return next Sunday. But Lord willing, give us an opportunity to try to come alongside at this time to fill up those and get them returned by next Sunday. So just wanted to make that announcement. If you could turn me to Ephesians chapter 5, I have the privilege of talking to you about evangelism, which a lot of people would almost see evangelism as sharing the good news just verbally. But years ago, Pastor Gary told me, he says, you ought to see evangelism in every passage you read. And I would say there's a lot of times I do, and because I'll see the gospel through it. But I also would like to submit to you that you evangelize also by your actions. And I think, and let me say this, it's the actions that'll really solidify the words. And the actions at times can be a lot more powerful than even your words. They can either hurt it or support it. So what I'd like to do today is read with you Ephesians 5, 3, I'd probably say 3 through 9, and you could even mention 10 and 11, but read verse 3 through 9 with me. "But immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper among the saints. And there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting." It does say coarse, all right? So we are allowed to enjoy our lives here. It does say coarse. "And so, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty, that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God." So he's given us a picture here of things that shouldn't be named among us as believers. So then we come in to verse 6. "Let no one deceive you with empty words." So someone can say one thing, but what they're doing, well, that seems to indicate really what they're pursuing. "Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience." That doesn't sound very fun, but that's going to be the hand of God that I believe that presses down to bring man to repentance, to turn to him. I believe that's a loving act from God. I know he did it in my life. Verse 7, "Therefore, do not be partakers with them." Don't be partaking together. We're not going the same direction. We're not pursuing the same things. Not because we as Christians are better human beings, because Scripture is very clear. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But acts of obeying God and trusting God are actually acts of love. Because 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 tells us that God is love. So if God gives any direction in his word, we as believers have to believe that this is the loving thing. I believe in the world, we have been so influenced by the world that the world's perception of what love is has influenced the church. I believe that. And I believe that as the true church continues to just come back to what the Scripture say, and we believe what God says, there's going to be times of persecution. There's going to be times of attacks and pushback. But what we believe in this very text right here, do not be joint partakers with them. Don't go in the same excess of dissipation. Be careful who you're binding yourself to. I believe that is an act of evangelism just by your actions alone. It sends the message that, hey, I love you. God's rescued me. I can't go that way with you. I can't affirm what you're doing. I can't be bound together with you in this because I do love God and because I do love you. And you need to understand that there is a, you need to get right with the Lord, your Creator, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I do believe that our actions in obeying and following God is an act of evangelism. You're sending the message that you need to get right with the Lord because your soul's at stake. And so verse 8 would say, for you were formerly darkness, believers, church, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. And then look at verse 9. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. He would go on to say, we're trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord, not what is pleasing to man. And that's the key for the church. Verse 10, do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. How do we expose them? By the way that you live. It's not saying go around and point out everybody's sin. God knows how to do that. What I need to do is come back to believing that whatever the Word of God says, I can trust Him. 1 John 4:8 tells me that God is love. I believe that. So if God tells us at times, I can't be participating in this with you, I'm sorry, there's going to be a pulling away. There's going to be a pulling away. You're going, it's like we're going down a path and a trail, and this one person says, hey, I want to take this trail. And you look and say, I can't go that way with you. I'm sorry. And they go, well, this is the way I want to go. And I go this. I go, I'm sorry, but I can't go that way. I'm going to go this way. And they go, well, fine, I'm going to go this way. And you go, I understand. You're in the Lord's hands. And the Lord knows how to rescue and the Lord knows how to save. But I do believe that you and I evangelize without even a word sometimes in our lives by the way that we live. According to John, he says, they'll know you're my disciples by your love for one another. There's a love for the body that you begin to have. That is an evangelizing force to the rest of the world. I believe that. And so I just wanted to cover with you today, I do believe within Scripture, by the way that you and I live our lives, it is an act of evangelism that shares the good news that we're all sinners and we need to be saved. And my fellow countrymen in the world, my fellow neighbor, whatever it is, there's the good news that you can be rescued from your sin too. And God's waiting on you to turn to Him. And we can't be joint participators with them in these things. So just wanted to share that with you today. Dear Heavenly Fathers, we come before you today. I want to thank you that, Lord, you're love. And that, Father, you are the rescuer, not us. We're not the rescuers. We're men. What you called us to do as the church is to love you, to obey you, to trust you, to follow you. And as we do that, then, Lord, you're going to shine the light of your grace and the light of your Son through the church, through individual members of the church, the light of Christ. And we know that you want us to share the gospel. Lord, we know that. But, Father, we also know that we can easily compromise and bring confusion into what is saving. Lord, please forgive me for the many times that I've done this, and forgive us as a church. But Lord, may we just come back to believing that you are love and that obeying and following you is the best act of love that I could ever do. And that trusting you to rescue and redeem, Lord, we rejoice in that. In Jesus' name, amen.